Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Dr. Keisha Yours is here to share over 30 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you can be. And now your host, Dr. Keisha Yours.
Welcome to Healthy You Radio. This is Dr. Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today, bringing you radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Keisha. How are you on this gorgeous afternoon?
Well, happy summer. It's summer here.
Happy summer. Happy July. Absolutely.
I know. So you've just come home from traveling quite afar.
That's right. I was in the UK and Ireland, and, you know, they had a heat wave while I was there. And then I come back, and it was all rainy, cloudy, and we had, like, Irish weather here for the weekend. And now it's summertime, and it just feels great. So
Oh, good.
It's good to be home.
So you had a great time.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun, for sure.
Let's hear your best Irish brogue.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You didn't pick that up, huh?
No. I kind of pick up a kind of accent from the middle of the sea or something when I'm over there, kind of a hybrid between my Americanization and a little bit of Britishness and Irishness comes through as well. But, you know, yeah, I wouldn't say it's authentic by any means.
Well, I did say your best. I didn't say it had to pass all of the,
right.
the tests. But, yes, I understand. I won't put you on the spot.
Thanks.
So, this is Body Awareness Tuesday, and it's that day that we bring our health experts to the microphone to talk about their fields of wellness. And, of course, Justin Deturis joins us each Tuesday from CompoundedNutrients.com. Welcome back to the show, Justin.
Thanks for having me, as always, Keisha. I hope you're well.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about our topic today. So our listeners, if they have always been confused about the conflagration of immune system and how that affects our bodies in terms of inflammation, and it's a very, very rich plethora of biochemical reactions and interactions that goes on with us, and it takes a brilliant person to make things simple, and I decided to give you that assignment because you're brilliant. So we're going to simplify the immune system today for people because, you know, I think that because of the way that the pharmaceutical industry runs healthcare today, people will say, well, the pollens are going, and so therefore I just need to do my Zyrtec, and then that takes care of all immunity, and that just simply isn't true, is it?
No, it definitely isn't true. You know, the everyone, you know, kind of equates the immune system and inflammation as separate topics. But, I mean, the human immune system is very complex, probably the most complex system because it affects every functional system in the body. It's multi-layered. It's designed to limit tissue damage from harmful agents and cells. But the inflammatory process that arises from the immune response, it's vital and necessary to our entire immune system from a body defense standpoint. And when our immune systems are temporary and local, the inflammatory process can actually be beneficial. To use your example, you know, a lot of the, you know, allergy medications out there, you know, are still focused on inhibiting, you know, one inflammatory mediator that drives a symptomatic response, you know, typically histamine. For example,
right.
You know, leukotrienes is another area that they're looking to, you know, actually inhibit. And, you know, it does offer some symptomatic relief. But, you know, if you look at the process of immunity, this is more along the side of our innate natural immune response when, you know, we come in contact with a outside antigen, you know, it can cause our mast cell to actually basically rupture and release a series of inflammatory processes, one of which we call these mediators, which are signals, is histamine, for example. But there's an array of other pro-inflammatory mediators being released at that specific time that are leading to overreactions of the immune system on all the functions of the body. So a lot of these medications really look to just go after one aspect of the byproduct of what's happening, you know, where, you know, what we talked about in previous week, you know, by stabilizing the mast cell degranulation, by keeping it stable, not letting that rupture happen in the first place. Again, what natural medicine aims to achieve is focus on the root cause. We then, you know, help alleviate all those inflammatory mediators from being released.
So it's really important because people will say, like, I just had a client recently that had some, so I want to talk about the difference between IgE, IgG, IgA, you know, some what that actually means, because I had a client in my office that said, yeah, I had some testing done and I'm allergic to milk and wheat. And so I don't think I really need to do any other testing, even though she's having clear responses in her body, to find out what's going on, because we already know I'm having trouble with food. And so I explained this whole system to her, and it was interesting, and it's why I wanted to bring up the subject, because I think people will get confused by maybe the difference between an allergy and intolerance, a sensitivity, what those reactions are stemming from, and why we're doing different kinds of testing for each one, and treatment process. And at the bottom of it, the root is asking the question, why are you so sensitive? Like, what's going on? So let's go through maybe that IgG, IgE piece.
Yeah, I mean, IgG, you know, so IgE, basically these are immunoglobulin tests that measure the level of certain immunoglobulins or antibodies in the blood, you know. So antibodies are these proteins made by the immune system to fight antigens, which is another word for bacteria, viruses, and toxins, you know, that are really present in most of what we're trying to address in functional medicine. So the body makes these different immunoglobulins to combat all these different bacteria, virus, and toxins. You know, a good example is, you know, the antibody for chickenpox isn't the same antibody as, you know, for mononucleosis. Sometimes the body may even mistakenly make antibodies against itself, treating healthy organs and tissues like foreign invaders. And that's where autoimmune diseases, you know, these syndromes, you know, that come about. You know, there's really the main antibodies that you mentioned, IgG, the most abundant type of antibody found in all bodily fluids, protects against bacterial and viral infections. IgE is actually associated mainly with allergic reactions. So that would be when the immune system overreacts to an environmental antigen, such as pollen or pet dander. These IgE are antibodies that are found typically in the lungs, skin, and the mucous membrane, which make a lot of sense, because if you breathe in a allergen like pollen, the upper respiratory tract in that sample, the mucous membrane, has mast cells that we were talking about earlier that actually can degranulate and cause an overreaction of the immune system, which is what an allergic response is. And then basically IgA, you know, I think would be the most common, you know, subclass of antibodies. It's found in high concentrations in the mucous membranes, particularly those lining the respiratory passage and the GI tract, as well as saliva and tears. So that's going to be associated with, you know, your food allergies. And I know you're testing for these antibodies. Are you looking at other subclasses, or are these the main ones that you're looking at?
Those are the main ones. And it's interesting because sometimes the body puts food in the wrong category, you know, starts attacking it like it's a virus. And, you know, this is where autoimmunity, when that's why I wanted to really go through it, is now the body's pulling out kind of the big guns, right? To go after broccoli. So this is not okay, you know, and it creates, this is when people have a hypervigilant immune system, that autoimmunity. This happened to me. That's how I even got interested in all of this. My body was so hypervigilant, and I had rheumatoid arthritis. And so, you know, when when the responses would happen, they'd happen as in an inflammatory response in my joints. And this is why we really don't have a great cure for these kinds of disease processes that are so rampant in our civilization today, because they're not being addressed from this perspective that you're talking about right now, that's being done on just the level of, you know, joint inflammation, right? Instead of, or the entire immune system suppression, which we don't want to do that either.
No, no, definitely not. I mean, when you suppress the entire immune system, you know, it just puts everything out of balance. I mean, modulation is what functional medicine aims to achieve, not inhibition. Basically, modulation is a fancy word for balance. So we want to create immune balance, which will yield, you know, inflammatory balance. And, you know, it's a very, you know, good topic because, you know, in, we talk about one thing every topic we have has in common is that, there's a commonality, you know, a root cause factor. It's relevant to the root cause of every chronic disease state. And the immune system overreacting and not functioning properly is a key, you know, another key, you know, root cause that is common among every chronic disease state. I think you can make a case across there. When the immune system isn't working properly, you know, it's going to yield an array of a variety of different issues, and it's probably the reason why you start. I mean, would you say this is the area you tend to start with most people who come in to see you?
Yeah, because the immune system goes crazy a lot of times because of intestinal permeability issues. So the digestive system is not working, and of course, ancient medical frameworks like Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, Western medicine is deep. You know, it was based on this, that if the digestion's not working, then nothing is. That's where all disease and wellness begins. And, you know, it turns out that my body was attacking gluten and dairy because I was eating them every day after my long runs. And I would wind up thinking I was having this wonderful post-run, post-workout meal of Greek yogurt and blueberries and granola and some flax seeds over the top. And I'd be bloated within a half an hour and miserable, thinking, well, that's weird, you know. And I just kept powering through that for a long time because no one could answer any questions about it in traditional, you know, conventional Western medical offices. There's a lot more now. There are a lot more enlightened medical providers today that will start talking about diet. But back in the time when this was happening to me, those two were not linked. They just didn't go together. Diet and inflammation just didn't go together, you know, in their minds. So I was presented with the very common steroid path and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug path and immune modulator drugs as my options and didn't choose any of them and decided to start looking deeper. And Ayurveda started talking about digestion and immune system and the link together. And that's when I learned about Ayurvedic medicine. And RA gone within a year with all of these changes. So that's it's an interesting way to kind of look at the immune system and how it's connected to all these different parts. Like you were saying, there's a root cause to everything. So
absolutely. So I mean, on the, you know, to elaborate even further on the immune system, so you have the natural immune response, which is kind of like our first and second areas of defense, your skin, your mucous membrane, your flora. You know, we're pretty much all bacteria, so your GI microflora, innate immune cells, even your inflammatory process is part of your immune response. And, you know, it's typically for general protection. It's an early phase of response to pathogens, immediate maximal response, and it doesn't have any memory. There's no, we call it immunological memory. There's no immunological memory. It's rapid. It's nonspecific. And then your adaptive side of your immune system is, you know, one of the best areas to look at is your natural killer cell function. It's very highly specific for a particular pathogen. It has a late phase response, of white blood cells to the actual invader. There is a lag time between exposure and the immune system's, maximum response, and it can actually improve with each successive exposure. There is a memory, an immunological memory, to this side of your immune system. So one of my it grows in the Northwest. One of my favorite natural components, the rhabenogalactin from the larch tree, stimulates natural killer cell function because it has a polysaccharide shell around it, and upon ingestion, it can upregulate the adaptive immune system to stimulate natural killer cell function. So it kind of keeps your immune system on high alert when you take it. So, this is more of a preemptive, proactive approach. So if people around you are sick, or it's the season, or you're just looking for an immune tune-up, something great that you can take. And it's also a prebiotic. We talked about microflora and how majority of your immune system is manufactured in the gut. In previous shows, in rhabenogalactin also is a prebiotic that stimulates good bacteria formation. So those are some, just kind of a good overview on how all of that works.
Mm-hmm. So this is a component in some supplements that's put in, it's put together with other things. And the reason for that synergy is what we call it in this way of thinking, right? That different things will enhance the other's ability to work.
Right.
Is coming at it from these different places. So you've got what we're just talking about here. And then if you combine that, a lot of times people will read that echinacea is very good for your immune system. So where is echinacea working?
Well, echinacea is also working on the adaptive acquired immunity side of the immune system. And I think that's actually a good topic because, echinacea is one of the, there's always, a debate, even in the natural world, and echinacea is the prime example, mm-hmm. that it actually can overstimulate the immune system and cause hypervigilance when you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder already. So, it's usually somewhat of the protocol to focus on optimizing the natural immune response rather than the adaptive when you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder, because you have to figure out what's the key reason why there is an autoimmune disorder? Why is the body attacking itself? It's exactly why you're focusing on gastrointestinal integrity first and the immunoglobulin testing. So you aim to actually, optimize the natural immune response, which is primarily looking at, the T cell, area. So CD4 count, CD8 cytotoxic, looking at what you can do to optimize that area. And that kind of revolves around enhancing cellular function, mitochondrial activity and ATP production, and lowering oxidative stress, on the cells. So we talked about some agents that are good for that, like N-acetylcysteine, acetyl-L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid. We also talked about PQQ on previous shows that all aim to look at that cellular function aspect and how it relates the natural immune response.
Right, because people will read in a magazine or hear it on a television show that's developed around health or something like that, and hear, echinacea is good for you. And actually, as you're just saying, it can be not so great. And people will say, okay, just for prevention, then I'm going to take this all the time. And that's not great either. You really want to kind of make sure that you're letting your immune system, you take it for a ride on its own without having something upregulated, that you're taking. So I like to, use those kinds of things if you're about to go on an airplane journey or something like that, where you could be trapped in small spaces with people that have a lot of viruses or bacteria that are being sneezed out around you. But other than that, or you, like you said, your some coworkers or your family are dropping like flies, it's a good reason to do that. But for a daily kind of thing, focusing on that natural, what, you know, some of the things that are talked about are also anti-inflammatory in nature, in, like turmeric, right?
Yeah, turmeric is a great example. It's rich in curcumin, and it actually, you know, it pinpoints a signal, it's called a transcription factor, NF-kappa B, and it you can think of this as kind of like your light switch for inflammation within the cell. And in chronic inflammatory disease states, picture a light switch being turned on and off constantly to the point where, you know, it's just heavily overregulated and chronically signaling immune cascades and immune mediators to be released, you know, and that goes, all these drugs are trying to inhibit what NF-kappa B is creating. You know, COX-2, you know, is what Celecoxib, you know, which is taken off the market, you know, in the past. It's trying, you know, that's Celebrex. All your NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that most people are on that cause GI permeability and, you know, ulcers long-term is looking to inhibit COX-1. You know, so turmeric's great because it actually has been shown to be a potent inhibitor of these other inflammatory mediators like TNF-alpha and the COX and LOX family, but NF-kappa B is the light switch that actually leads, that signals all of those to be released, and at what level. So, you know, turmeric is a great one. Cat's claw, love the name, but it's also a potent NF-kappa B, TNF-alpha, you know, modulator. So, you know, promotes inflammatory balance. Quercetin is one of the best. We talked about mast cell degranulation and how allergies are an overreaction of your immune system. Quercetin specifically, you know, actually blocks an influx that causes the mast cell to degranulate and really stops that allergic response from the root origin. You know, those are just some of the, there's such an array of natural anti-inflammatory compounds that are great to be taking on a regular basis to keep, you know, because inflammation is present in every disease state again, and it's part of your natural immune response. So it's best to optimize that side of the system. And then, as you said, Keisha, the adaptive side, you want to kind of keep that side, you want to trick it from time to time. You don't want to be taking those upregulators like echinacea out every day. You want to take it. They're going to be most effective when your natural immune responses are optimized, but you definitely want to take them when you need them. You know, and it's best to do it preemptively, of course, but your body's going to react best to them when you are taking them, you know, on a kind of a sporadic basis.
Mm-hmm. And then Aaron is our lovely nutritionist here at the clinic, and we'll talk more about food in the next part of the hour, but I really wanted to kind of do this overview of the differences between the immune system, these different pathways, how it all ties together, because I think it's very confusing. I think it's confusing for medical providers, let alone consumers of healthcare. And so they'll, you know, it's hard when you're being presented with information, maybe off of the television, ask your doctor about this if you have this symptom, when actually, there's a very logical and reasonable explanation for why your body's doing what it's doing, and it's simply feedback. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts of Ayurveda and functional medicine is that it teaches us to listen to what the body is saying instead of just trying to shut it up. So you say, okay, this is feedback. I need to find out and ask questions and go after that root issue.
Absolutely.
So I think all of the things that you talked about, we have in the supplement that you built for us, which is called Allernal, right?
Yeah, well, that would be a primary option for allergic rhinitis. So that would be a great one to use for that particular issue. So anybody that has allergies can use Allerenol for the most part.
Because I know it has a lot of the immune enhancers in there that we've talked about, and it's really great. People call it magic, I think I've talked about before.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the quercetin we talked about. It has the arabinogalactone we talked about, and acetylcysteine, bromelain. So there's a lot of things in there that that would help that section of the immune system, optimize it and help it work properly.
Mm-hmm. Any other suggestions for people?
Well, just on the natural killer side, we can do something for, like, medicinal mushrooms are great. Cordyceps, turkey tail, a lot of them are grown in the Northwest. They come from that sector.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always excellent. Beta-glucan, of course, when you're sick, oregano, thyme, clove, these are all actual natural antibacterial. So,
right.
A lot of people reach, a lot of people in the conservative side of things would go to the doctor and get an antibiotic, which in some cases it's warranted when the risks are too high, but there's a lot of natural things you can do before going for that antibiotic that is going to kill all the good and bad bacteria and really set you up for, and not so optimize the immune response when you get off the antibiotic. So
we have a couple of essential oil blends that we use here prolifically at the clinic for that. And, with oregano and thyme, and it's got a number of antibacterials in there. And, if you get started early enough, like what you're just saying, maybe just your throat's scratchy and you start instantly on it, it just nips it in the bud and you can avoid having the damage of an antibiotic, which is pretty wrecking to the whole system. So we up people's vitamin D level, how much they're taking, and give them, these essential oils. And it's really, really amazing.
It is. It is. And, you don't want to be on antibiotics unless you really need them as well. Because if in the event that occurs that you need antibiotics, you don't want to have already been a serial antibiotic user every time you come down with something. Because obviously, so it's a lot better to use these natural approaches that, have the same antibacterial effect.
Well, and I think people are hearing more and more why that's, really necessary, that viruses mutate and they learn how to fight against some of our drugs that we use. So you really want to try and have a system that isn't smart in a way, where
right.
your particular load of viruses can't outsmart whatever it is that you're giving it. So you want to keep yourself pretty pristine if you can, so that these things will work. Western medicine, Jonas Salk gave us an important gift with polio. We've got, we have all these different gifts that we've been given to eradicate disease, but we don't want to overuse them. So really, really important, this kind of information. And I think we're coming full circle when we talk about oregano, because, of course, that's been on the planet for a lot longer than antibiotics have.
Yeah. I mean, oregano is antiviral, antimicrobial, antibacterial. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everything. And
right.
It smells amazing.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, Justin, how do people find your products? How do they get that personalized medicine where we can build a supplement that's based on lab work that we find out about each individual and what's going on with them, and then put together a supplement that targets exactly what's going on for them? So personalized medicine. How do we get people's medical providers on board with that?
You can simply have your doctor become an affiliate, Compounded Nutrients, at our website at compoundednutrients.com, and they can take your lab work and your current protocols and apply a lot of the functional medicine topics that we've discussed on the show specifically to you, to find something that's personalized to your biochemistry and fits your exact needs.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your wisdom with us, and have a happy Tuesday.
You too. Thank you.
You're listening to Keisha Yours. This is Healthy You Radio. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Dr. Keisha Ewers has over 30 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Dr. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Dr. Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Firm Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Dr. Keisha and Firm Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's anti-inflammatory lifestyle article for free. Most insurance plans accepted.
Are you fighting with stubborn weight that won't come off? As you've probably learned by now, fad diets don't work in the long run. At Fern Life Center, their highly experienced and educated medical providers can develop a program that'll help you lose those pounds of pain. They start with genetic hormone, adrenal, and allergy testing first. After you've gone over the results, you'll then choose the option that best suits your needs and begin working with their nutritionists and or ideal protein weight loss coaches. Your plan will be augmented with treatments such as massage, colon hydrotherapy, counseling and hypnotherapy, detoxification with their far infrared sauna, and exercise on the 4-minute range of motion machine will tone and detoxify you as you lose your weight. They'll track your body fat composition, lab results, weights, and measurements so you can see your success as those pounds melt off. Call 425-391-3376 today to make an appointment with Keisha and take charge of your health today.
Do you suffer from pain? Pain comes in many forms, from muscle aches and pains to nerve pain. It's painful not to have the energy you want, or to suffer from allergic reactions to food, the environment, or your pets. An innovative technology that is being used at Harvard Medical School could be your answer. The Aura PTL laser system is like acupuncture with no needles. It works on the energy body and the physical body, bringing relief from pain, hormone imbalance, adrenal fatigue, and even allergies of all kinds. Combined with homeopathy, this non-invasive therapy brings healing on all the levels of your body. To find out more about laser therapy, go to fernlifecenter.com or call 425-391-3376. That's 425-391-3376. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance companies. Call now.
Research shows that over 90% of health issues can be attributed to stress. Not every illness requires pills, supplements, or other costly interventions. Reiki is a Japanese healing technique that calms and relaxes the entire nervous system, working on mental, physical, and spiritual levels. Our Reiki masters at Fern Life Center have been especially trained to individualize your care to suit your unique life concerns. Contact Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376. That's 425-391-3376. To begin your journey to a stress-free life and take charge of your health today. Fern Life Center also offers Reiki training programs from levels 1 through master level. As a certified Reiki master, you too can offer this beautiful healing modality to others or begin a training program of your own if you have always wanted to be a healer. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information or call today.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seed of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you book now, you will receive our signature chakra balancing treatment to go with your colon hydrotherapy session free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free if you book today. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Dr. Keisha Yours, and you're joining us for radio that empowers you to heal yourself. This is Body Awareness Tuesday, and joining us as she does every Tuesday is Erin Dudley, our registered dietitian and functional medicine nutritionist. Welcome back to the show, Erin.
Thanks again for having me, Keisha.
So the first half of the show with Justin, I had given him the very, very tough assignment of complicating, maybe simplifying would be a better word, the whole immune system and inflammation system and how that conflagration of biochemical reactions works together. And, you know, this shows up for people that aren't biochemistry or medical majors in different ways where, you know, maybe in the pollen season they start getting yucky noses, and when that extra mucus is lodged in the sinuses, then bacteria can grow in there if their immune system's not balanced and their bodies are now hospitable, you know, little apartment complexes for bugs. So I'll have, you know, I'm sure you see this too, where patients will come in and say, yeah, I have my yearly sinus infection or my seasonal asthma flare or my, you know, whatever it is. I'm so tired because I'm not sleeping very well because of the antihistamines that I'm on right now so that I'm not sneezing and digging my eyes out. So we talked a little bit about that in the first part of the show and some of the ingredients in the supplement that we carry here at the clinic, which is called Allernol, which helps to stabilize all of that so that that's not such a big thing for people. But, you know, the immune, then there are others, and then we talked about the two kinds of immune system, acquired, innate, and how we don't really want to upregulate the immune system that needs to be reserved for big bad bugs, you know. So we want to kind of not mess with that one as much and maybe focus on more of a preventative aspect where our bodies are just naturally not hospitable for bugs to live in, which is a different way of thinking about things than what conventional medicine does. We really want to make it so our bodies aren't a great place for bacteria or viruses to attach and start to reproduce in, right?
Right. I mean, we look at any kind of environment. We look at, you know, even the way our kids study, you know, what kind of study environment are our children studying in? And it's the same thing, you know, if there are distractions for kids, I mean, some kids now, kids, but, you know, it's going to be hard for them to concentrate on the task at hand. And so it's the same with our body. You know, it's really difficult for our body to concentrate on those big bugs and the sinus infections and so on and so forth if our body has a lot going on. You know, if our immune system is, if we don't have an environment that's conducive and healthy to fight off, you know, the big bad bugs.
So people will ask me, why is it that I have this and, you know, another member of my family doesn't, or the people at work don't get sick and I'm the only one that gets sick, or, you know, you see that in families too. I don't really get colds, and my husband seems to always be fighting something off, you know. So those are different, two different immune systems, and it's a very personalized approach that we take because you can't just say one rule of thumb will be necessary for my husband and for me or for each one of my children, because we all have a different way that our bodies organize information and then do our metabolic functions. One of the things we focus on is actually doing testing at the front end to see how efficient are your metabolic functions. We do a really cool urine test for that. And then we also look at food sensitivities. This is one of the things that was a great example you used of if you're distracted, it's harder, right? So if you're eating foods that your body is sensitive to, then that's a distraction. That's looked at as a stressful response by your body, and then it has a harder time dealing with crises that come down the pike, right?
Right. It doesn't have, it's almost as if your body doesn't have the energy. You can't possibly produce the energy to really address the issue at hand. So the food sensitivities actually become a big distraction for your body. It's a huge way to clear out the body, to clear out the system so that cellular communication can be enhanced and, you know, cellular processes can fire off the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So when we're working with people that have food sensitivities, I would say, I haven't really done a study on this in our patient population, but I'm just going to say, based on what comes up in my mind anecdotally, is I'd say 35 to 50% of them have also got bad bugs living in their gut when they have food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another distraction. Because those bugs, that's 80% of our immune system is in, you know, in our digestive system. So when we've got those bugs in there, again, great little analogy that you had there. It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another thing. And we talked about oregano. What good is oregano? We use that a lot in our clinic.
Mm-hmm. Well, oregano is really wonderful because it helps improve your gut health. So it has the ability, it has this very unique and effective and precise ability to basically clear out and kill opportunistic bacteria and even parasitic growth in the intestines. And so that's really nice because, you know, 80% of our immune system is in our intestines. And so when we have some kind of opportunistic bacteria, candida or yeast overgrowth or small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, that's really effective at reducing that type of bacteria. And then you can actually focus on digesting your food, breaking down your food and assimilating the nutrients. So that's a huge reason why we use it. But another reason is it also helps to improve the immune system, partially because of that, but also partially because it's, it helps to boost the immune system.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some other things that you do from a nutritional standpoint to help people support this?
To support the microbial growth or the immune system?
Immune system and microbial, healthy microbial growth.
Well, one thing that's really wonderful, if it doesn't come up on a food sensitivity, if you're not sensitive to it, is caprylic acid. It's really, really effective at decreasing any kind of microbial growth and improving the immune system. So creating that really nice, clean environment so that your body can actually fight what it needs to fight. And caprylic acid is found in several different foods, but mainly the biggest source, the most common source is coconut oil. And so coconut oil, raw, cold-pressed coconut oil is really effective. And, you know, you can do coconut oil, you can do coconut butter, it's in that. Coconut oil is wonderful, though, because it's really a clean source, and it's pretty concentrated. So I like using that. It's really the caprylic acid content in a canned condensed coconut milk or like a cereal coconut milk is not high. It's not very high. So I would really focus on coconut oil or I would focus on coconut flakes. That could be a good way. And you can make your own coconut milk that's high in caprylic acid by using the coconut flakes. And basically just blending it up with water, right? Letting it soak in the water, blending that up, and then straining out that pulp. And then you have your homemade coconut milk. So that's a good way. Or you could do it, you know, the real way and crack open a coconut and peel out the flesh and blend that up with some water. So caprylic acid is a great way at improving the immune system and decreasing microbial bacteria in the gut. And then, let's see, what else do we have? You know, I think something, I mean, obviously decreasing food sensitivities is really important. But also, I think what's overlooked is that we also need something to kind of clean out our intestines so that our body can actually function. And one of those, eating greens, a lot of greens and a lot of fiber, that's really helpful. And so really aiming at over 30 grams of fiber a day is fabulous. I mean, even more than that. If you can get about 45 grams of fiber in a day, that would be great. And you just want to look at the label, you know, for the fiber content. But greens are really effective at this. And the great thing about greens is that they have prebiotics in them. And prebiotics are a food source for your probiotics. And your probiotics create white blood cells. So it creates the building blocks of your immune system. So that's really, really supportive. You know, we've talked a lot in the past about nettle infusions. Those are wonderful at cleaning out the intestines and boosting the immune system so that you can decrease that inflammation and that inflammatory response. And nettles are probably one of my favorite to use, especially with environmental allergies, any kind of sinus issues or environmental allergies. It's an indigenous plant, you know, in this area. And so it's really nice to be able to use an indigenous plant. And what I do is I take about a handful or a cup of dried organic nettle leaf, or you can harvest it yourself. Make sure you wear a glove or learn how to harvest it the correct way without being stung. Mm-hmm. I've done that before earlier. So you can take a cup of the nettle and steep it in about 5 cups of cold water, and you let that steep for about 4 to 5 hours. And my favorite way to do this is in a French press. And so you just, you know, put that together in a French press, let it steep, and press it out. Or if you don't have a French press, you can just use any kind of bowl. Any bowl or pot is fine, any vessel, and just let it steep for 45 hours and strain out the herb. Store it in the refrigerator in a separate container, and you can drink about 1 to 5 cups a day. Now, if you do get diarrhea, you want to back off because it can be somewhat of a diuretic.
Oh, diarrhea or extra urination?
I'm sorry. No, it can cause extra urination and diarrhea.
So oh, okay.
Do both.
Okay.
But it's great for water retention as well. So if you're retaining water, nettle is wonderful.
Mm, we have a lot of that problem.
Me too.
In our clinic.
Well,
where
and
we
water,
see people come in and they're not releasing, their water is on the outside of their cell instead of on the inside.
Right. And water retention, you know, when people say they lose water weight, actually, great. They've lost water weight. We just really play that off, play that down. But it's really a big deal because when you lose water weight, it means that you're losing inflammation, you're losing, you know, toxins in your extracellular layer. So maybe that could be a different radio show. We can talk about water balance.
It's so important. We can do that next time because, you know, people will come in and they say, I'm puffy, I have edema, my rings don't fit on certain days, I don't know why, you know, and so I send them to you to go do the bioimpedance analysis test to see what's going on with their cells.
Right.
And this is a big deal for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, there's other, you know, like back to getting back to creating a new environment for your immune cells. It's really important to also support your liver, and that's also tied in with your water balance because that's all related to, you know, how we detox. But we want our liver to be functioning, and we want it to be able to detox as much as possible to provide that good environment for our immune cells that live in there. You know, we have immune cells that live there. So some of the foods to highlight quickly are just the cruciferous vegetables, you know, like kale and broccoli and lettuces and cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Those are wonderful at supporting your liver and your immune function. And they really help to flush out toxins. So, you know, it's also really important to bring up right now that not everybody tolerates those types of food, right?
If they don't, there are several reasons why.
Right.
It could so, be.
So there may be some genetic predispositions that can really inhibit you from metabolizing and breaking down those food compounds. So it's important to do some of the testing that we recommend here at the clinic to get your genetics all checked out and make sure that you can tolerate those foods.
It's interesting because genetically I don't tolerate them very well, but I've worked on all the other aspects of my life, you know, and my physical, mental, emotional balance. And so I can eat a whole head of broccoli or cauliflower now, and it doesn't bother me an iota. And so, so much of it is about having all of the body balanced so that, again, if one thing causes a little bit of an uproar, it doesn't show up.
Right. Right. It's not just, we're not just an immune system. We're a whole system.
Right.
And I think we really miss that, you know. I mean, we tend to focus on subjects on the radio to discuss certain topics, but it's really important to understand that, you know, we really are a web, and one thing can really affect the other. And so that's why it's so important to, you know, to make sure your liver can detox, to make sure your adrenals are nourished and not depleted, right? And to make sure digestion is working well, to make sure we're absorbing nutrients properly. So we're not just these little systems. Our systems actually function very closely together and affect one another.
Well, it's so interesting because I just recently had someone in my office that used some words as I was meeting her, like, I just got out of a toxic relationship. And then she said, she had a bunch of weight to lose, and she was really tired. And, you know, and so she said, it's been an uphill battle since I was in childhood with weight. And there was one other thing that she said. And then she said, and I've been to a million doctors, and they do all this testing, and then I get instructions. But then in the end, I don't know what's causing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, that's why I wrote the very first thing on your paper here is therapy.
Right.
Right? Because those words that you used are only going to manifest in your body in a physicality that started in your mind. So toxic, you know, that means that if we're in a toxic relationship, our body will be toxic. And if we have inflammatory thoughts, then we're going to have an inflammatory body. And it's just that simple, really.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really want to look at that very closely. She started crying, and she said, oh, my gosh, you're so right. Mm-hmm. I said, if you've been in a battle with your body since you were a kid, then you need to do some therapy to start making friends with it. There's no way it's going to respond any differently than it's been doing all these years, you know, 40-some-odd years, if, you know, even at war with it.
Right.
So let's do some therapy to make a different relationship. It's only feedback, right? The words that you use are feedback for us to be able to identify patterns. And it's really interesting to note those and say, oh, that's the root problem. That's why going to a million doctors doesn't work.
Right. And I think that's a really good point. I mean, for example, a lot of people will tell me, I went on vacation, you know, they'll be in gastric distress, they'll, you know, have headaches or migraines and, you know, skin issues, and then we'll be working with each other for a little bit, and then they'll go on vacation.
And they get that cleared up.
Yeah.
I know. It's because they got a vacation from their thoughts. And
right.
That's the thing. It's like the What About Bob movie when he says, take a vacation from your problems, right? He wrote it out as a prescription, Richard Dreyfuss did, for Bill Murray. take a vacation from your problems. So at the end of our show, Erin. I want to give people an opportunity to come and see you. So how do they find you?
They can call Fern Life Center. I'm the dietitian at Fern Life Center, and the number here is 425-391-3376.
All right, and then the fall starts. We're going to start some classes that you teach, and it's just such great information.
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, thanks for sharing your wisdom as always.
Thank you.
You remember, everybody, to live, love, laugh, learn, listen to the Healthy You Radio Network, and have a fantastic day.
Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what others have to say about Fern Life Center's amazing weight loss program. Give yourself the gift of good health this season.
Since going on the Fern Life Center Ideal Protein Diet Program, I've been able to go off my cholesterol medication. My total cholesterol is 58 points lower than it was 3 months ago, and that is after going off Lipitor. My good cholesterol has improved, and my bad cholesterol is down, and my triglycerides are now normal. I've lost 55 pounds, 26 inches in 5 months. I feel like I have my life back and am free from my food addictions. Woohoo! Thanks, Keisha, and Ideal Protein.
Go to fernlifecenter.com to schedule your first appointment today. That's fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a water bottle absolutely free.